Luna, CCP linked billionaire Neville Singham literally hiding from Congress, faces asset freeze push. By Jasmine Jordan on July 9, 2025. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, is escalating efforts to hold billionaire Neville Roy Singham accountable, urging the state and Treasury departments to freeze his assets and visa as he evades a congressional investigation into his alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and far-left extremist groups. Luna announced the move in a post on X, claiming that Singham is refusing to respond to the committee's letter. Neville Singham, the billionaire communist with ties to the CCP, who funded the LA riots and used immigration and Mexicans as a Trojan horse for communism, is hiding from our letter requesting testimony, she wrote. Therefore, if he decides to hide in China, we will now be asking the State Department and Treasury to freeze his assets/visa. Luna's latest warning follows a June 13 letter from the House Oversight Committee to Singham requesting documents and testimony related to his alleged funding of extremist groups including the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, the People's Forum, and the Answer Coalition, all of which are accused of promoting civil unrest and echoing Chinese government propaganda. Every Republican member of the committee signed on to the inquiry. While Senate Republicans, including Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, sounded the alarm on Singham's activities last year, the Biden administration did not act. Luna has sharply criticized that inaction, contrasting it with President Trump's deployment of federal forces to respond to the unrest in Los Angeles. She has described Neville Singham as a Marxist and George Soros as a globalist, arguing that both are working to destabilize the West and undermine Trump's efforts. The committee warned that Singham's actions may violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, and other federal laws, particularly if he is acting at the behest of a foreign principal to influence American public opinion or policy. Reportedly, you have supported these groups with the aim of causing destruction and division in our country, the letter to Singham stated. It cited recent riots and violence in Los Angeles, which the committee said prompted President Trump to deploy the National Guard. According to the committee, Singham's support for far-left groups extends back decades and includes millions of dollars funneled through dark money nonprofits with virtually no public footprints. Nonprofit filings show nearly $1.8 million flowed from entities the committee identifies as part of Singham's network to Maku Group, a Chinese media company whose offices prominently display a banner reading "Always follow the party" beneath an image of CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping. The letter also cites reporting from the New York Times, which found Singham resides in the People's Republic of China and has supported groups that mix progressive advocacy with Chinese government talking points. In 2019, he reportedly launched a consulting firm with Chinese partners active in the propaganda apparatus of the CCP. The Oversight Committee's letter warns that Singham's suspected funding of the PSL and affiliated groups may be part of a broader CCP strategy known as the strategy of sowing discord, a long-documented tactic of provoking internal strife within foreign adversaries. The letter underscores that if Singham is carrying out such a campaign on behalf of Beijing, he may be required to register under FARA. Singham's influence reportedly extends to groups tied to radical anti-Semitic movements, including Shut It Down for Palestine, SID4P, which was formed in 2023. According to the network Contagion Research Institute, conveners operating under the SID4P umbrella are listed as part of Singham's donor portfolio. The House Oversight Committee noted that some of these organizations have ties to U.S.-designated foreign terrorist groups, such as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. One such SID4P endorser, Sam Adoon, has been identified in open-source reporting as a front for the PFLP. The Oversight Committee is now seeking a briefing from Attorney General Pam Bondi on whether organizations funded by Singham may have violated FARA or acted on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party in connection with the recent unrest in Los Angeles. In a separate letter to Bondi, the committee listed 19 groups under investigation for potential ties to Singham and the CCP, including Code Pink, the People's Forum, Dongsheng News, Breakthrough Media, and the National Students for Justice in Palestine. The House Oversight Committee, under its authority in House Rule X, continues to demand full compliance from Singham and is working to ensure the American people are informed about foreign influence operations that threaten national security.